Welcome to the GBNI podcast.
Our vision is that Girls Brigade Northern Ireland will be recognised as a dynamic, relevant, Christ-centred organisation effectively reaching out to all girls to value, nurture and equip them for life. I really hope you enjoy listening to this episode.
We think our life needs to look perfect. We need to have the best grades, the most impressive job, the most Instagrammable life and be talented in every single way. But what about stress and anxiety? As Christians, even though we know our sin means we're definitely not perfect, we can make ourselves think that we need to be perfect. We can think that as followers of Christ, we're supposed to be cool, calm, and collected in every moment of life. So we either pretend or compare. We pretend that we don't worry about sitting exams or don't freak out about job interviews. We compare the number of likes on our most perfect Instagram or our talents and personality traits with our friends. You've probably realised that pretending or comparing will eventually add to our stress and anxiety. And when we spiral into worry and anxiety, what should we do? We should turn to God's word and we should listen to the gospel. The gospel doesn't promise that life will be perfect, and it makes it really clear that there will be times when we will struggle. But according to Matthew 6 verse 25, the good news of the gospel includes the command to not worry. Jesus clearly states, "I tell you, do not worry about your life." This is hard, but let's look at four things that we can remember and think about and know when stress and anxiety seems overwhelming. The first thing we can know is that we are not alone. God is with us. For Christians, this is always true. You might not feel anxious or stressed that often, or you might feel worried or afraid every single second of every day. But no matter where you find yourself, you need to know that you're never alone because God is always with his people. God promises us in his word that he will be with us. Take Psalm 46, for example. In Psalm 46, the whole world is turning upside down. Mountains are falling and the sea is roaring and the earth is quaking and the nations are raging. But this psalm reminds us that in all this chaos, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Our God is a God who has been faithful with his people from the very beginning. He is with us in the same way that he was with the heroes of the Old Testament. This Almighty God, the Lord of hosts, is with us even in the most difficult of times. When you feel overwhelmed with stress and anxiety, know that God is with you. He knows you, he knows everything that you're going through, and he is your strength. The second thing that we can know is that there's comfort. God's word brings comfort. God calls us to know him through Jesus' death for us on the cross. If we are his children through Jesus, then we can know that he loves us and expect that he'll bring us comfort. But where do we find this comfort? Where is it when you're worried about tomorrow's exam? Where is the comfort when you see all the perfect things that other people have on Instagram? Where is this comfort when you don't know what you're going to do next year? In all of our worry and anxiety, God has given us a certain source of comfort, his word. So open God's word because it's written to bring us comfort. Sometimes it brings us comfort by giving us the big picture of what God is doing when we feel stressed or anxious. Romans 8:28, for example, reminds us that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. Sometimes it brings us comfort by reminding us that other Christians have struggled in the same way. 2 Corinthians 4 verse 8 and 9, for example, shows us that Paul was afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed but not driven to despair, persecuted but not forsaken, struck down but not destroyed. Ultimately, it brings us comfort by making us confident in God's character. He really knows us and he really loves us. Psalm 139, for example, tells us that we are intimately loved by God. And God's word can bring us a certain comfort when we are stressed and anxious. The third thing we can know is that there is security. God is faithful. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Lamentations chapter 3 verse 22 and 23 reminds us that God is eternally the same. Stress and anxiety fill us with dread and fear, but our God literally does not change. He will not get tired, he will not get distracted, and he won't forget about you. Psalm 121 tells us that we can fix our eyes on God, knowing that our help comes from him, knowing that he won't slumber or sleep. Instead, he will keep us safe. When you're stressed or anxious, you can know that your life is totally secure because God is unchangingly faithful. You have security in the love that comes from our faithful and sovereign God. And the fourth thing we can remember in stressful or anxious times is that we can know there's hope. This stress and anxiety won't last forever. We can live confidently with the hope that any stressful situation or anxiety that we deal with will not last forever. God has promised the perfection of heaven for those who know and love him. When you are dealing with worry or fear, you can remember that God has promised an eternity of perfect stress-free life with him. 1 Peter 1 verse 3 to 4 reminds us that while we experience some of this now, the best is yet to come. God has caused us to be born again into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you. So listening to this podcast isn't going to immediately remove your anxious thoughts or take away worry forever. But what I really hope and pray is that as you journey through any difficult times that may arise, that you will know that you're not alone, that there is comfort and security in God, and that any stressful circumstance or situation will not last forever.
We would love it if you could share this podcast with others. If you would like to find out more about GB, check out our website, gbni.co.uk. You can also keep up to date with us by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.